Well, shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. Yes, each week I try to bring you some interesting Chazonis and other non-Chazonis recordings. This will be a special two-hour Rosh Hashanah presentation, and it's actually a rebroadcast from 23 years ago, September 16th, 1990. More about that later on, but before we get to this special, this is the show 214 for September 2nd, 2013. I'm recording this September 1st, Sunday, 2013. I've just returned from the cemetery out in Long Island, participating in the unveiling for the late great cantor Moshe Schulhoff. And certainly sobering to think that he died at such a young age, and we won't be able to hear his wonderful voice live, but fortunately we do have outstanding recordings of his which will live on forever into the future. He certainly was one of the greats of this generation. And Netanel Herstick sang a most moving Kale Mole for Moshe, and it was certainly in keeping with the solemnity of the moment, and I was very pleased that Netanel was there. Okay, last night I was at Park East Synagogue, Slichus, with Helfgott, and we were thinking of the upcoming holidays and Al Tashlichenu, do not forsake us in our old age, and I just couldn't help think about those words as I was at the cemetery this morning. Just as an aside, a comment, unfortunately Rabbi Schneier hurt his back and was not able to be at the Slichus services. He actually still in Austria, hurt his back in Austria, and supposedly back today. And the speaker at the pre-Slichus davening was Abe Foxman, and he was taking questions, and I got up and I said, Mr. Foxman, every person in this room knows that the creation of a Palestinian state will be an additional Arab terrorist state dedicated to the destruction of Israel, the only question being which terrorist organization, Hezbollah or Hamas or Fatah, will govern that terrorist state. And I said, given this situation, why would you support the creation of a two-state solution? And his answer, as you could probably anticipate, was, well, it's not for me to say. If the Prime Minister of Israel says that he's for a two-state solution, he's the one that's on the firing line, and I certainly will not counter his wishes. I was going to follow up and say, does that mean if he it turns out that he does not want a Palestinian state, and he wants to annex Judea and Samaria, and he wants to build 10,000 homes, so-called settlements, in the so-called West Bank, which we call Judea and Samaria. That means that you would go along with that also. Of course, I can't imagine that. Well, I don't know what his answer would be, but yes, we are living in very interesting times. We'll see what's happening with Syria, Iran. In the meantime, our beloved Israel should just stay strong, remain strong, and realize that we are destined, as the Bible says, to live alone as a nation. And the less that we have to depend on others, the better off we will be. Okay, let's go back again to 23 years ago for this Rosh Hashanah special.
Okay. We're ready to begin the cantorial section, the two-hour special for Rosh Hashanah. Open up your machzorim. I'm sure you have them ready. We're going to take you through the highlights of a Musaf Rosh Hashanah davening. We'll begin with Zavol Korten singing Hineni Ha'oni Mima'as. This is the prayer recited by the Chazan before Musaf. This is the great Zavol Korten.
Yeah.
Zawel Korten. As you can tell, that was a very early recording from the 20s. The closing words of Hineni Ha'oni. May you transform all travail and evil to joy and gladness, to life and peace, for us and for all Israel who love truth and peace. and may there be no stumbling block in my prayer. Hineni is followed by Chatzi Kaddish, which will be sung by cantor Naftali Herstick, accompanied by the Jerusalem Great Synagogue Choir. We heard Herstick last week, and I'm sure many of you are looking forward to this. This is from a live recording, by the way. Was Naftali Herstick with the Great Jerusalem Choir. On now to a highlight of the cantor's recitation of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf. That's the prayer Unasana Tokaf with its companion prayers Barosh Hashanah Yikosevun and Ki Kashimcha. We'll now hear David Reutman's rendition of Unasana Tokaf. Oh.
David Reutman with Nesana Tokov, the first part. But by the way, clarifying that Chetzi Kaddish, that was a live recording from a Slichas service, just to clarify that. Continuing a sentence later in the prayer of Nesana Tokov, we pick up the concluding part, hearing Yosla Rosenblatt chanting Kavakoras Roa Edro. Thank you.
Yesla Rosenblatt with Kavak Chorus. Like a shepherd pasturing his flock, making sheep pass under his staff, so shall you cause to pass, count, calculate, and consider the soul of all the living, and you shall apportion the fixed needs of all your creatures and inscribe their verdict. We continue now with Moshe Koussevitzky singing Barosh Hashona Yikosevun.
Oh!
Moshe Koussevitzky with Barosh Hashanah Yikosevun. On Rosh Hashanah will be inscribed, and on Yom Kippur will be sealed. How many will pass from the earth, and how many will be created? Who will live, and who will die? If you're just tuning in, we just finished our first half hour of a two-hour cantorial special for Rosh Hashanah. This is Charlie Bernhout at WSOU 89.5 FM. We'll next hear Mordechai Hirschman with Ki Kashimchar. Thank you.
Chachalom Yo'ef, a fleeting dream. That was Mordechai Hirschman with Ki Kashimcha. A man's origin is from dust, and his destiny is back to dust. At risk of his life, he earns his bread. He is likened to a broken shard, withering grass, a fading flower, a passing shade, a dissipating cloud, a blowing wind, flying dust, and a fleeting dream. Several paragraphs after the Kedusha, we come to the V'chol Ma'aminim and its lead-in, Be'ein Melitz Yosher. Let's first hear Shmuel Malofsky with Be'ein Melitz Yosher.
Wenn wir haben nicht kein Melitz Yosher, bete wir Gott an you, als die sollst umhieten dein Volk Yisruel.
Yeah.
Shmuel Malofsky with his family choir. We now will hear Beryl Achagi with V'chol Ma'aminim. We now come to the main portion of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf Shmona Esrei, the Chazan's recitation of three sections, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, in conjunction with the sounding of the shofar after each section. We start with Malchios, Gershon Sirota, from Al Kein Nekaveh Lechor. He'll be singing V'Ne'amar Lo Hibit Aven B'Yaakov.
Hey, you. Gershon Sirota. We'll hear Zavol Quartin with Va'al Yedei Avadecha from the Malchios. Zavol Quartin, Shmuel Vigoda will sing the conclusion of the Malchios. Elokeinu v'lokei avoteinu meloch al kol holom kulo b'chvodecha. Let's hear Shmuel Vigoda.
Hello.
Well, this brings to the close the first hour of this two-hour special for Rosh Hashanah. This is show. This having a problem with the recording. 2:14 of September 2nd, 2013.